Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Edith fiddles with the TV.
Oh. Archie!
She bangs the set. Stephanie watches Edith from Archie's chair.
Are you wanting it?
I think the set is pooped out again.
Archie comes downstairs.
It's humming, but we ain't got a picture and we ain't got no sound.
Well, I could have told you that a half an hour ago. Just give it a kick.
Oh, no. That's what makes it poop out when you kick it.
I never kick it until it's pooped out.
You kick it a lot.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
When did you ever see me kick this when it wasn't pooping?
You kicked it when they caught Spiro Agnew.
No, no, I threw a beer at it.
You kicked it when Mr. Nixon resigned.
No, that time I cursed it.
You kicked it when the Rolling Stones was on.
No, no, that time I mooned it. But this here time, I'm going to kick it.
Oh, no!
Lights flash and smoke pours out.
I think it's on fire!
Bang, baby, bang!
It could be dangerous!
Well, pull a plug on it, Edith. Give it a mercy killer.
Archie opens the door.
Where are you going?
Oh, I ain't decided yet. It'll either be to the south of France or just to work.
Edith waves the smoke away.
Holy cow. Edith.
Yeah?
Bring yesterday's paper here, will you? Barney's dog's been up on our porch again.
Archie leaves. Inside.
Dear. Can it be fixed? Oh, no. It's too old.
If I had the money, I'd buy you a new one for your anniversary.
Oh, that's so sweet. But maybe I could get one. Yeah, that could be my present to Archie. Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Have you got the money?
No. But maybe I could get it on credit.
What's credit?
Credit is when you pay a little down and then pay a little every week. Archie calls it the American way. He says that way you can buy anything you can't afford. Oh, it's a wonderful idea.
Miss Jameson, you can send in the next loan applicant.
At the first friendly bank, a bald loan officer combs his beard, then stands as Edith enters.
How do you do?
How do you do?
He walks around his desk.
I'm Gordon Faraday.
And shakes her hand.
I'm Edith Bunker.
Welcome to your bank's friendly loan department. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Faraday sits at his desk.
Now, what can we do for you?
Edith glances shyly.
I want to borrow $500 for a new color TV set for my husband.
That's a lovely thought.
It's our 30th anniversary.
He pulls a rose from a vase and offers it.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Edith sniffs it.
Mm. Oh, my. It's so much nicer here than a Chrysler's department store. I was just over there looking at their TV sets, and I saw a nice one on sale. It was playing my favorite soap opera, As the World Turns. And it looked very good, so I decided to buy it. But the man wouldn't let me buy it on credit. as I was going out, the sales lady told me that they wouldn't give me credit because I was a woman.
That's discrimination. That's against the law. You cannot deny credit to someone just because she's a woman.
That's what I thought.
Fortunately, Mrs. Bunker, our bank is quite liberal in its attitudes toward women.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Our chief teller is a woman in our branch in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And our third assistant cashier is a woman. She's not only a whiz at figures, but she makes the best damn cup of coffee in town.
So, you see, Mrs. Bunker, you've come to the right place.
Oh, I know I have. My husband and me got a joint account here. A joint checking account and a joint saving account, too. And I got three accounts of my own in my name. My education for my grandson account and my Christmas club account and my magic potato cutter account.
The bank is your friend, Mrs. Bunker. Just give us a smile and we'll lend you a pile. Now, you just take this application and fill it out, then sign right here.
Oh, you make it so easy.
Then have your husband sign right here.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna do that because I want it to be a surprise.
Faraday snatches the pink form back.
You want credit on your own?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that shouldn't be any problem.
He presents a blue form.
You can put up your bank accounts as collateral.
Yeah, but only mine. I want to do this all on my own.
He grabs it back.
How much money do you have in your accounts?
Edith counts to herself.
Oh, about $78.
No, I meant all three.
Yeah, that is all three.
She reaches for the form, but he holds it firmly.
Do you work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, in that case.
He gets out a yellow form.
I work at the Sunshine Home, part-time.
He quickly slides the form out of Edith's reach.
How much do they pay you?
$2.65 an hour. Sometimes I work 10 hours a week.
Well, Mrs. Bunker, I'm afraid that isn't enough to guarantee the loan. Do you own anything yourself, outright?
Well, I own all my clothes. And I own the dishes that my mother give us when we get married. Oh, and I guess I own the pots and pans, because Archie gave them to me as a birthday present. Oh, and I got my own water pick. My daughter gave it to me.
Faraday absently rolls a decorative cannon across the desk.
Mrs. Bunker, I'm afraid that your bank is not going to be able to give you a loan.
He points the cannon at Edith. She scowls at it, then at him.
Why not?
Since you don't have any visible assets, and you don't work full-time.
Oh, but I do work full-time. I do all the cooking and the cleaning and the washing and the shopping.
I mean real work.
He smiles helpfully.
Well, that's real work. Have you ever tried it?
That's just housework.
Oh, what's wrong with housework? Ain't that important? I thought you said that your bank didn't have nothing against women.
We don't. We love them. But we don't just fork over loans just like that.
Edith ponders, then thrusts the rose back in the vase and stands.
If I was a man, would you give me a loan?
If you were a man, you'd be out working and you wouldn't be just a housewife.
But I can't be out working. I gotta stay home and work so my husband can go out and work. But you think that the work that I do at home ain't as important as the work that my husband does at work.
I'm glad you understand, Miss Bunker.
But that ain't fair.
Now, you just take this application home with you and fill it out and have your husband sign it.
I don't want him to sign it.
And come back here and I'll give you your money in 5 minutes.
And I wanted it to be a
surprise. I'm sorry, I can't do business with you, Mrs. Bunker. Goodbye.
He tucks the pink form in her purse. Edith stares at him as he holds the door open.
Goodbye.
Dismayed, she leaves. Faraday shuts the door. Edith reflects. Then she purses her lips decisively and opens the door again.
I'm sorry. I can't do business with you neither, Mr. Faraday.
She tosses the form on his desk.
You know, my 3 bank accounts that I got here in this bank, my education for my grandson account, and my Christmas club account, and my magic potato cutter account.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to take them all out of this bank right now. Yeah. If I suffer substantial penalties for early withdrawals. Case closed.
Edith strides out, slamming the door behind her. Defeated, Faraday sits. At home, Edith and Archie eat dessert.
That lemon lime jello's pretty good. Even though it looks like you-know-what.
Oh. Archie strolls to his armchair.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? Where else can I go? Going over here. Sit down. Do what I usually do. Look at TV.
Why would you look at TV when it ain't working?
I don't know what else to do.
I know what we could do. We can have a little talk.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Archie. Let's have a heart-to-heart talk.
Yeah, all right, Edith, go ahead. The evening's shot anyway.
Archie, you're my husband. And I'm your wife.
Archie peers over his reading glasses dubiously.
And I'm your friend. And you're my friend.
Now, hold it, Edith. I don't care what such publications as this Cosmopolitan has to say on the subject, but I tell you right here and now, a husband and a wife cannot be friends.
Married people help each other, and friends help each other, too. So that makes married people friends.
All right. Dr. Jerry Smothers there. What the hell is your price?
Would you loan me some money?
Archie cocks his brow.
Eat it, friend. The best way to lose a friend is to ask for a loan.
Please, Archie, I need some money.
How much?
5.
Oh, gee, sweetheart. You got it, 5.
100.
Dallas?
She nods solemnly.
You just lost your friend.
Please.
We putting in a swimming pool?
Oh, no. I can't tell you what it is, Archie. You'll just have to trust me.
I do trust you. Man can trust his wife up to $25. Anything over $25, a man's got to know the facts.
Why? I don't make you tell me every time you spend our money.
Edith, the law says I don't gotta tell you. Edith, I'm the man of the house. You know what that means? I don't care what's going on nowadays, but that still means the boss.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that the work I do here in the house, the cooking and the washing and the cleaning and the shopping, is worth a dollar a week?
About.
Well, I figured it all out. See, a dollar a week for 52 weeks, because there's 52 weeks in a year, comes to $52 a year.
Well, that's close, yeah.
And we've been married 30 years, right?
Yeah.
That's 10 threes. And 10 52s is $520. And three 520s comes to $1,560. Which you owe me.
She beams.
Let's make a deal. If you pay me right now $500, I'll let you keep the $1,060 that's left.
Archie squints as he calculates to himself.
What do you mean, keep? When the hell did I ever have it?
When you didn't pay it to me.
But I don't see it nowheres. What did I do with it?
Well, how should I know? See? You don't have to tell me. Every time you spend your money, why should I tell you?
Satisfied, Edith nods.
Edith, wait. 50. Just a minute. What are you trying to tell me here? That I gotta pay you for doing the work that God give you to do?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that Edith Baines Bunker is communist talk.
Edith jumps up.
I ain't a communist. I voted for Jimmy Carter.
Now it all comes out.
And I suppose you were saying that the work that I've been doing in this house for 30 years ain't worth $500.
Wait a minute, don't put words into my mouth.
I never said that.
You're the one who brought up this whole thing about the money. You said a dollar a week. Let me finish, will you? Let me finish. You brought up. Will you let me finish what I'm trying to say here?
Edith jumps up and down, hands flailing, and Archie grabs her arms.
Take it easy there, will you? Jesus, scared me. You got a wild look on your face like your Aunt Luella up at the funny farm.
And you got a mean look on your face like that man at the first friendly bank.
She clears dishes.
I don't want to do this. You clear off the table, and I ain't paying you for it neither.
Edith stomps to the kitchen, leaving Archie with his mouth agape. Stephanie comes downstairs.
Was Aunt Edith yelling at you?
No. She don't never yell. She was just singing something down there.
They sit.
Let me tell you something, kiddo. Your Aunt Edith's a saint. This time she's a killer saint, but she's a saint.
Do you know what she wanted the money for?
No, what?
I'll never tell.
Stephanie leans back, stone-faced.
Come on, tell me. I'll give you a dime.
She shakes her head.
Quarter.
She wants to buy you a new TV set for your anniversary.
Why didn't she? Okay. You stay there.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
When she snaps her fingers, Archie digs a coin from his pocket.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She tucks it into her knee sock. At the kitchen table, Edith broods, leaning on her elbows.
Hey, Edith. eat it, sweetheart.
Oh, jeez.
She jerks away from him.
Oh, really, come on, listen to me. Listen to me, darling. I'm going to give you the $500.
Oh,
you don't have to say what you're going to spend it for. You know, you could let that be my anniversary present to you.
Oh, no, no. It ain't a present, Archie, because it's my pay.
All right, then ain't it? Let it be your pay, see? And then from now on, you, me, we even Steven.
Oh, no, because you still owe me $1,060.
Well, you said in there we had a deal if I give
you
the $500.
But you didn't take the deal when I offered it to you, so now it's too late.
Oh, see, come on.
But you don't have to pay me all at once. You can pay me $5 a week. Yeah, and then...
Archie mimes opening a medicine cabinet and taking out a large pill bottle.
And for trips to see Mike and Glory and little Joey. And then it'll be for presents for little Joey, too. Let me see, $5 a week.
He pretends to dump pills into his hand and swallow them.
$260 a year, that's all.
He mimes shaking the whole bottle in his mouth, tapping the bottom to get out the last pill, and following it with a big gulp of water.
Between 3 and 4 years. But all that time, you don't have to be paying me the $1 a week that I...
He slumps on the table.
Listen to me, or I'll have to explain it to you all over again. So you don't have to...
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. John Harkins, Gordon Faraday. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.